This is Capital Access. I'm Lois Watkins. A House committee will get its turn today on a bill that would exempt diapers and feminine hygiene products from state sales tax.
These are items that are absolutely essential to the women and children of our state and their ability to exist in society.
Senator J.P. Morrell got the bill through the Senate earlier this month, but only after making a significant change. Senator Morrell originally wanted the tax exemption to be put in the Constitution, which would make the tax break permanent.
I think it's an essential item, and as a state, we've determined that when an item is essential to your life, liberty, and happiness, the Constitution is the appropriate place to put it.
But senators balked at the nearly $10 million the state would lose each year as a result of the tax break. Senator Sharon Hewitt says while the state would take a big hit, the savings to women and families wouldn't be substantial.
I don't think it's a game changer.
The Senate rejected Morrell's initial proposal to let voters decide the issue. As a compromise, Morrell brought the tax exemption back, but this time outside of the Constitution, meaning the tax could be reinstated by the legislature. The Senate overwhelmingly supported that plan. Several sales tax exemptions are making their way through the legislature, including one that would gradually remove the 0.45% sales tax extension that was the compromise to last year's fiscal cliff, a move that would strike hundreds of millions of dollars in state revenue over time. Governor John Bel Edwards has said he's remaining flexible on less expensive tax breaks, but bigger ticket proposals are a no-go.
There won't be any high-dollar items in terms of new tax expenditures that I'll be approving.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.